Hey everyone, it's Lindsay here. I'm excited to meet with you today about our topic, and the topic is going to be honor. I'm really excited to cover this tonight, and I have a guest host with me, and it's my amazing husband, Ryan. Say hello.
Hello. Hello.
We're so excited about this topic. We have just been spending the weekend with everything going on with the election, and just kind of everything that's been going on in our atmosphere has really drawn me to the topic of honor and how showing honor and giving honor and responding with honor in a lot of different ways in my life has really brought blessings and clarity, and just it's important for us to hit on this in this moment. So I'm just going to go ahead and start off with the definition of honor, and I'm excited about both of these. The noun version is high respect, and the verb talks about to fulfill a commitment, which I love that definition because I think that we can scoot around that in a lot of different ways. But we'll get back to that in just a few moments. I think that honor, when it comes to everyone in our lives, to our elders, our pastors, our boss, teachers, family, and even our peers, is so important for us to do. And our generation, as millennials, as people who are progressive and always changing, we can sometimes steer away from honor in our lives in the name of freedom or in the name of independence. And even with just our presidential debate and everyone being so upset about who has been put in our position, and just taking a moment to realize, regardless of what we may want or not want, that that is who is in place as the President of the United States. And in this moment, we have an opportunity to pray for him. We have an opportunity to be behind him and just support him and honor him in his position, whether that makes us happy or not. And so I'm happy to have my husband, Ryan, here just to give us a perspective. And I've asked him, and what I want to ask you is there ever a time in your life where you had an opportunity where you needed to maybe honor someone that from the outside looking in, they maybe didn't deserve honor in that moment, but you kind of had to sit, I want to maybe use the word submit to that.
I think all the time there's moments where honor is not obviously something that I want to give to someone, especially if I feel like they disrespected me. But I think honor even comes from grace, because no one deserves honor. Like, there's no one who walks around like, oh, you deserve the honor. You deserve, you know, the only one who deserves honor, really, if we truly think about it, is God. But because of grace that was extended to us from God, we have to extend that same grace to other people. And so even when they disrespect us or make us feel less or angry or whatever kind of emotional thing that we're going through, it's a responsibility as believers of Christ to honor the people that are around us and people we come in contact with. So yeah, I've had an opportunity at my job. People have dishonored me. And I've had to really just, turn the other cheek, if you will, and just kind of honor them and keep the respect going, even though I felt like in some ways I deserve their respect, but they weren't given it. My job is not to measure who's deserving of what. My job is just to honor people, period, because that's what Christ would do.
Absolutely. And I think it's really cool just to cover this topic, because we obviously find it really easy to honor people, like you said, that are deserving of our honor, people that we respect, people that we put in high esteem. And then, you know, in life, we come and we cross paths with people who we might feel like they don't deserve this, and we kind of bow out. And I can, for myself, confess, and not proudly, that I've had people in my life that I should have honored, and because they were my elder, or because they were my boss, or because they were over me, I should have showed them honor. But do you feel like our generation kind of struggles? Because I feel like our generation kind of struggles with honor, like, mm-hmm. that we're kind of taught that you can feel what you want, do what you want, and some of that honor's kind of been taken away from us in a way. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to hold everybody in high regard and high esteem, and so I think honor is like respect almost in a way, and yeah, I think in today's society, maybe, you know, in different places more so than other, it's really easy to be more rude or, you know, not show people honor or not be respectful or whatever, you know what I mean? And if for whatever reason, how if you weren't taught that, you know, whatever, I don't know. What I do know is that even if it goes against the social norm or where you're at, I think it's still important to celebrate people. And the best way to celebrate people is to treat them with the same respect and dignity that you would want to be treated with. I think that's a biblical principle. It says, treat others as you would have them do unto others as you would want done unto yourself. So that's what I'm going to do. Even if they're not doing it for me, even if they're not doing it to me, I have a responsibility to follow the Bible, and that's what the Bible tells me to do.
And then while we're wrapping this up, I just want to hit that part where the verb of showing honor is fulfilling a commitment. I think it's really important to touch on this part of it because it's so easy to say, you know, respect, respect, respect. We can learn to respect. We can walk those things out. But also with showing honor, filling a commitment is a way of showing honor. And I feel like our generation, for some reason, has a really hard time fulfilling commitments that we make, or we overcommit, or we commit and then we change our minds. And we have a really hard time, I would say, do you agree that we, like, it's hard for us sometimes to fulfill a commitment? And I know that I've had my feelings hurt, or I've had where I've looked at someone different, friendships, whatever it may be, that have made plans with me or told me that they would do something and then they didn't do it, and that happens a lot. And I think it's important for us to point out that when you have a commitment, it is important that you fulfill that commitment. We are always taught that if you show honor to somebody else, that you will have honor shown back to you, correct? And I believe that because my husband and I see that in our finances, when we tithe, when we give to other people, we see that same honor and that same blessing coming back into our lives. We have seen where we have made commitments to do things, and we've made some commitments that we've not fulfilled, and we've seen the result in that. But we've also seen where we have made commitments, where we've been planted, where we've fulfilled commitments, and the honor that comes back in our lives with that. So just as a closing thought, you know, showing respect in this moment where our nation is in chaos and where we may not agree, but it is our job in this moment to take a moment to pray, to submit to God, to support our leader, even supporting our local pastors, not going home after church every Sunday and talking about everything that our leadership is doing wrong, not going home after hanging out with our friends and pulling their lives apart, not every time our boss turns away, tearing them down and pulling them apart and getting angry because, you know, we feel treated unfairly. But in those moments, we believe that if you show honor and you show respect, high regard, you fulfill your commitment, that God is going to bless you. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. Honor has to be shown to people, regardless if they show it to you or not. And with your commitments, when you honor someone, you honor the things that come with them as well. You know, it would be really weird for a guy to honor and respect me, but like try to disrespect my wife. If you truly honor me, you honor the things that come with me. That's my wife, my home, my time, anything that is connected to me, you honor that as well because you honor me. And so that's why we honor commitments with other people, because we honor and respect their time. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. We're praying for you. And we're hoping that we can all come together and honor this moment. We love you. Have a great evening.